Hello, and a very warm welcome. This is Earth to Air, our first podcast brought to you by New Earth Theatre. I'm Kumiko Mendel, Artistic Director of the company. For our first series, we interview some of the women involved in Tsunagu Connect, a project we started in 2020, exploring and uncovering the lives of Japanese women who have come to the UK since 1945. Join us on our journey as we take to new heights to amplify and champion the multiplicity of voices and stories of East and Southeast Asians in the UK. Let's begin. Co-hosting with me today is Kazuko Hoki, artist, performer, theatre maker and co-founder of the Japanese pop performers troupe, Frank Chickens.
Konnichiwa. Hello.
Today's guest is Haruna Komatsu.
Hi there.
Hi, Haruna.
Hello.
Born and brought up in the city of Nagano and surrounded by mountains, she moved to London in 2004, where she worked as a clarinetist, taiko drummer and songwriter, and formed her own band, No Cars, that consists of three Japanese women and a raccoon.
Yeah.
She moved back to Nagano in 2017, and she's now a teacher and local guide, taking tourists to the Snow Monkey Park, where you can see bathing monkeys in hot pools. So, welcome, Haruna.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
And thank you for your patience. We've had a little bit of a delay setting up this morning. Haruna is actually in Japan. What time is it with you?
It's 7 p.m.
Okay, so not too late. Firstly, I'd really be interested to know about your early life in Nagano. Mm-hmm. What was your childhood like? And then what was it that made you end up coming here in 2004?
So I grew up in the countryside. So it's like only the train station is very far from my house. And when I was small, I was just a normal child, I guess, you know, but when I was a child, I was really happy child. But when became like 17 or 18, I was kind of cynical girl, you know, I can't really join. I feel I'm a bit different from other people. I can't really follow the rules. And is it like only me talking? Like, I'm just...
What do you think triggered that?
Yes.
What made that change, or can you trace that change?
Trace that change from happy girl to
Yes.
Because I was bullied when I was 10. Then I kind of there was a girl who was bullying me and kind of controlling the class, and then I realized I have to obey her. That is the easier to live in this country or in this life. So yeah, until 10 I was, you know, just messing around, happy, just to say whatever, do whatever I want. But I changed my behavior then.
And did it not affect others in the class if she was trying to control the whole class?
Yes, everyone was like a bit scared of her, and everyone was trying to read the vibe all the time.
Yeah.
And did you have to obey her?
Just like 2 or 3 months. Then okay. She moved, she changed the target. And the next bully person, next target. Right. So, yeah.
But that change sort of lasted in yourself.
Yes.
You feel like.
Yeah. And I was a different girl. Yeah. I changed, I think. And everyone was, you know, no one tried to help me. Anyway, like everyone kind of ignored me, and there's no place and no one I can talk to. Maybe I talk to mom, but yeah, that's it. So I don't know now, but that was quite normal when I was small, I guess, but I don't know.
But you think that's probably something that made you start looking outside of your town or wanting to move, maybe?
No, I wasn't thinking about that at all. Just I was like, I became kind of really cynical.
So your cynicism sort of became quite strong when you were 17.
Around 17, because like it's a little bit. I can't be happy, and I was always like not happy. I was really unhappy, and I can't. I shouldn't say what I want to say.
Is that why you wanted to leave Japan? Like that time, did you decide to come or
no? I just like I didn't know what to do after school. Everyone went to like good universities and like tried to join the good companies, but I couldn't follow the route. Like my parents wanted me to have that route, but I didn't want to. So I kind of decided to go to somewhere away from Nagano or Japan. I decided to, because I was gonna go to Tokyo. Then I realized, in Tokyo there are so many people look like me, like a Japan. All Japanese looks same to me, even through really? Japanese eyes. Yeah, all Japanese girls look the same.
So, well, that's true. When you go into the train in Japan, everybody has a black hair.
Yes.
Everybody has and very neatly dressed.
Very clean. And I couldn't take it. So I decided to go somewhere out of Japan. But I didn't know anything about the foreign countries. So I decided. But I only knew David Bowie, so and I checked where he's from. He's from the UK. So let's go to the UK.
Did you prepare yourself for UK coming to?
No, I didn't know anything about UK, and I decided to go to the UK. I researched and I found the working holiday visa. Then I applied for it. I got the visa.
It was very difficult, yes. I believe.
Yes, it's very difficult to get the visa. Only 400 people, 400 people each every year. But I got the visa. I couldn't believe it. Then I told everyone, like, oh, I'm going to the UK. And everyone was like, what? Yeah.
And so did you know anyone in the UK apart from David Bowie?
No.
Before you came?
No, even like David Bowie, I didn't know he didn't live in the UK. He lived in America then or something.
Yes.
So do you remember what your first day was like when you arrived?
I remember that. Because I liked the David Bowie. I also liked Lou Reed. And so when I'm arriving...
American.
Yes, America. Only America I knew. And I'm arriving in London and I listen to the music. Right. Then I thought, I'm going to, not same route as everyone. I'm taking a, wild side. So,
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, it's kind of metaphorical. So,
it was good. So I heard you got a book about living in UK, in Japan. Is that right?
Yes. I bought, because when I got the visa, and in 2 months' time, I had to go to UK. So I bought a book called How to Live in the UK.
And what was the most useful thing in it?
Nothing. I was just like, if you don't speak English, go to this school. and you should do homestay. And then, yeah, I just followed everything it was written.
So did you do a homestay to start with?
Yes, yes. I stayed in a, house.
In London?
Yes.
How was it?
Ah, the lady who never learned my name, she couldn't pronounce my name Haruna. She called me Hannah instead. Mm-hmm. Yes. And everything was new, and food wasn't good at all. But it was fun.
Your landlady, was she English?
Yeah, she's a very English, like a bus driver. Mm.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Did you have any misunderstanding between you two?
Yes. I mean, I didn't understand English at all. She was saying something, but I didn't understand. She was saying, I still remember, can you see what I'm saying? Can you see what I'm saying? I cannot see literally what you're saying because I cannot see your sound.
Yeah.
You know? So I didn't, because she was repeating, can you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah.
So how long did you stay there?
Just 12 weeks.
And then what happened? Did you find somewhere else to move?
Yes. The language school I went, and there's a really cute Korean girl who wanted to have a roommate. So me and her lived in a small room, sharing a bed, double bed. And she said to me in Korean, she said me good night in Korean. It was very sweet. And it was very good.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Mm. Oh, sounds good. So how long did you live with her?
Like 9 months.
Okay. Mm. And did you move on? Like, did you find your place then?
Yes. That was in whole story was in West London. Then I moved to Hackney.
Right.
Yeah. I moved to the East London.
So when did you make your band, No Cars?
In Hackney. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. And because when I was in high school, I always wanted to play guitar and join the music and form the music band. But I was in wind ensemble orchestra, so I couldn't do like a rockster school life. So I wanted to have my teenage dream back.
Yeah.
So I started
And how did you go about forming the band? How did you find people?
So my boyfriend then was a drummer, and I went to the gig and I met other Japanese girls, and I said to her, I want to form a band. And she said, yeah, why not? And the boss didn't play guitar or bass, but we decided that name, No Cars.
Why No Cars?
Noka means farmers in Japanese. Farmer, like a for
farmer,
like an agriculture, growing vegetables. And
yes, the
first idea was growing vegetable in daytime and play music in the evening. Like, you know, I thought this sounds very trendy and eco and, you know, very cool.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen, though. I mean, I never...
Did you try to do that?
No. I just...
It was a dream.
Because I'm from countryside. I hate farming. But just idea of it... idea of it was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And No Car sounds very, you know...
Eco-friendly.
Eco-friendly, yeah. Eco-friendly.
And what was it with the raccoon? Three Japanese women and a raccoon?
So I wanted to only have Japanese girls, but I couldn't. We had a Japanese girl drama, but she left, and I tried to find a Japanese girl drama, but I couldn't find it. So I asked my friend Raccoon to join the band. Because in Japan, okay. Raccoon plays drums. I mean, yeah.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Like, with the stomach.
Yes.
With tummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pompokopon. Yeah.
Pompokopon.
Yeah, the Ghibli made the animation.
Yeah, Pompoko.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And cool. So Raccoon is like a quarter Jamaican English boy, but yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So why did you initially want it only Japanese women?
Ah, because that's what English people want.
Because
Shonen Knife was very popular in the 90s. And I thought, right. English people maybe want to see a band, just the Japanese girls singing about food. You know, I was really cynical still, you know, like just.
Yes. So, that's interesting. Like, because you describe yourself as cynical, and then you said that it didn't make you fit into the Japanese society.
Mm.
So do you think Japanese people are not very cynical people?
I mean, in a way, they're cynical, but they love being the same as other people. Like, you know, if they love one, for example, if they love long skirt, everyone wears long skirt. You know, that's happened. And and I thought that is bad. And I had to have an attitude of being cynical, like laughing at these people.
Yeah.
But that was when I was younger. But if I continue being like that, I realized I cannot enjoy my life.
Right. Yeah.
And I became a really happy person. And and if you're being cynical, you cannot make friends. Then I didn't speak English, so I have to be a little bit nicey Japanese girl to make many friends.
Yeah.
Mm.
So do you think you became more happy once you came to UK?
Yes. Because when I was in Japan, it's a bit cliche, but okay, you know, your parents tell you what kind of life they want to. It's a lot of social pressure. Big social pressure I couldn't take. But in England, no one said it. Like, they are really supportive. Because when I said, like, I play music, they asked me, wow, what kind of band, what kind of music? It sounds great. But when I'm in Japan, I play music. Then, you're looking. So what kind of job do you do them? Like, I mean, do you know what I mean? Like,
if you are not earning money, they don't consider you as what you are.
Yes, exactly. So,
And were you able to earn your living through the band, through No Cars?
Through No Cars, but I was in wind ensemble orchestra, so I play clarinet, and I started playing clarinet in London, then I joined like jazz course, then I start playing jazz, and then I find some other jazz musicians, so little by little I get more gigs through music, and I played many gigs playing clarinet. Then my friend called Luke, the English guy, he said, I play in a taiko group. Do you want to join? And I thought, that's good. Because if I say I'm a musician, many people ask me if I play any Japanese music. So it's a very good chance. Because I never played like Japanese music in Japan. So I really wanted to play. So I joined the taiko group, and that became my profession as well. So Yeah, I played.
So you were managing to earn your living through your music.
Mm, yes.
Yeah, great. And how did you find it navigating the sort of music industry here? I'm thinking, you know, as a Japanese woman, how did you find navigating that sort of music industry, which is quite male dominated, I suppose.
Male dominated.
Is it?
I don't know, because
not from your experience.
Not from my experience. I mean, because I find it much easier to be a musician in Japan, earning money through through music was really hard. So, but when I was in London, I find it much easier to get some money, and maybe I didn't realize how male dominant industry was.
So what made you leave UK? You seem to have had such a good life in the UK.
Yes.
Why?
This is just a family reason. Reason number one is my family, my dad wasn't well, so I and my mom wanted me to come back to Japan. So that is one of the reasons. But reason number two is, though I had a good life in the London, I still had a little. It was really maybe hard to live in London, I think. Because a lot of Japanese women I met in London, they're really powerful and they have a really strong will. They seem to do really well, but maybe I was comparing to them. Maybe that was wrong, but I found that it's really tough to live in London. I mean,
Because of language? Or
yes, because of language, I think. That is the big part of it. It wasn't that difficult to live in London, but it's when it comes to the contract, or it's like from to communicate in somewhere. Yeah, like it comes to the business, it's the language is too difficult. And
Did you find like English people difficult to deal with or no?
No, I got along with them very good. I think
it was just more.
Yeah, how about food? Did you have is it one of the reasons or not?
No, food was great. And in 2004, the food wasn't that great. But in 2017, food was great. It's a massive change. I still miss lots of good food in London. Yeah. Like South Indian, Mediterranean, Turkish, Greek, all sorts of good food I miss.
Yeah. So what are you doing now in Nagano? Like, what's your main interest?
In Nagano, I settled in Nagano and what's the interest? In Nagano, it's too many Japanese people. And because I'm single. I'm in 30s, but I'm single, and I sometimes feel uneasy to live here because everyone else like got married, have children, and plus I'm not working in a company. I'm just a freelancer. And
how do you find work as a freelancer?
I start teaching English and. Still, I had a problem talking English, but I started teaching English, and then like through that, some friend gave me a job, and I organized an event to, like meetup party, like English, Japanese people and international people. And that kind of events. The reason why I did is like I want to make Nagano a little bit more like international, like understand, you know, like many people in Nagano still kind of they feel scared of like international people, like foreigners. Then
and do you ever see yourself returning to the UK and settling here?
Not right now. I'm quite happy living in Japan. Because, it's so different living in Japan than... Because when I was a teenager, it was so hard to live in Japan. But now I find it much easier to live in Japan.
Right. So are you doing any music in Nagano now?
Yes, I play taiko drums.
Right. So, are you forming a group?
My hometown Izuna, they used to have the taiko group. Like they made a taiko group 30 years ago because there was a big movement of forming a taiko group in Japan. So, but for last 10 years they stopped playing taikos. But I met someone who was in the band and in the group. She stopped playing taiko, but she always wanted to start again. So she asked me if I want to form the group again. I joined the group and asked lots of people to join. And then like five old members and more than 10 new people joined the taiko group, and I wrote some new taiko music.
Very brilliant.
Yes. And we've been performing many places.
Yeah, so are you going to international with that group?
That's what I want to do in the future.
Yeah,
yes.
Fantastic. We really want to hear this taiko music, but it's very difficult for you to accommodate the taiko. Brilliant. So can you do something on the guitar? It's a bit English instrument.
So this is a tune called Banana. Banana. Banana in Japanese is banana. I made this song when I was in No Cars. Hey, banana, I bought your yellow suit shape of banana. I sing for you, so la di do re mi fa so la dai so mi. But I have to confess a thing to you, banana. I'm sorry, but I can't only eat you whole. Eat you whole. Banana thinks, hey you. Eat me raw now, I'm due. But don't make me banana chips, no, not even a few. It's unhealthy food, don't make me so blue. It's unhealthy food, don't make me so blue.
Oh, I want to get your CD.
Thank you.
Of the solo.
Yeah.
I have to give that to my son. He's in love. He loves bananas.
Yeah, banana. It's all about the girl who can only eat the banana half because she's too small. It's a very famous song called Satchan in Japan. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's fantastic. I think you really should make solo record with your guitar.
Really?
You singing.
Yeah.
I would buy.
Thank you.
Band camp.
Yeah, maybe I should play music again.
Yeah, please.
Yes, please. Keep playing, I'd say.
Thank you.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much, Haruna.
Thank you.
Like a lovely moment to finish.
Yeah.
And wish you all the best with your taiko drumming. I'm looking forward to your next records, taiko and bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You have just listened to an episode of the podcast Earth to Air, presented by me, Kumiko Mendel, and co-presented with Kazuko Hoki. Edited by Jia Chen, with original music by Nicola T. Chang. This podcast was produced by New Earth Theatre, with thanks to Goldsmiths, University of London, and made possible by the Cultural Recovery Fund. Be sure to check out the other 6 episodes to hear more interviews with some of the women involved in Tsunagu Connect. If you'd like to find out more, visit our website and stay connected with us through our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We hope that you join us again on Earth to Air.